Subdivision Rezoning at Sage Creek Boulevard, Block 16, Plan 47635, under file DASZ 6 of 2014. Councillor Mays?
We'll call the applicant forward. Looks like Mr. Vaughan is here. If you can identify name and address.
Eric Vaughan, with Qualico, number 1, Dr. David Friesen Drive. I'm here in support.
Sorry, there's a question.
I'm just asking how many people are here. Would you have any people in opposition to this item?
Just Jeff Pratt and Mike Armstrong who are in support.
Tell us what you're going to do here, Eric.
Are we ready to go?
Yep, we're ready to go.
Good evening. We have before you an application for doing three multifamily sites in the eastern extremity of what we call the Village Center in Sage Creek. This will be the start of the more dense area that will be very close to the commercial elements of Sage Creek Village Center, and as a result have a significant note of density, allowing people living in this immediate area to take advantage of adjacent services by bike or on foot, things like that. So it's very much a companion to the rest of the Village Center elements we're working on. We note in the planner's report there is the usual boilerplate about 10% dedication for the value of the development, and we would ask that boilerplate, as usual, be stricken because it's our dedication is being considered en masse with the Sage Creek development, and we're keeping a running total with each phase as to where we are. Also, when we made our application, we asked for a number of variances and included information regarding engineering's water and waste department's acquiescence with a request for a 51-foot setback off the dry pond. These elements didn't make it into this application, so we don't have a joint hearing. We are now informed that we will be able to speak to the variances required to make this work next month. So we'll see you again next month to talk about that. So there'll be variances related to some details on one of the phases, and also the variance regarding the setback from the condo lands to the dry pond. With that having been said, I have nothing more to add. Any questions?
RMFL to RMF medium.
Well, what we're expecting and what we are achieving, firstly, are, I guess, two ways of looking at it. The site that you would see is RMFS in the southwest corner.
Right.
Will be a combination of various styles of townhomes. It'll be a condominium project with a variety of units that will take advantage of be wary of other uses in the area. To the immediate east of that will be an RFMM area, or multifamily medium area, which will also be at the south end townhomes. Moving north on that, we would see adjacent to Sage Creek Boulevard, a development where we expect to see four-story multifamily apartments with structured parking. There'd be some elements where we'd have some parking underneath the building, somewhat similar to what you know on Taché, for example. And to the west of that, at the corner of Sage Creek Boulevard and Boulevard des Hivernaux, there we are looking for a potential density that would permit a seven-story development. At this point, we have no definite candidates for that site, but our plan and our hope is to increase density toward that core intersection as it leads toward the main commercial elements, so that the highest areas are along Sage Creek Boulevard, closest to Boulevard des Hivernaux, and back towards Burning Glass further west. So okay. Where we're abutting single family, we're introducing a gentle single family, or sorry, townhome type of use. And then as we move further north towards Sage Creek Boulevard, it'll get more dense. And further again, more west, more dense.
80 lots per acre on the RMFL, 50 on the RFMM, and 30 on the RMF small. Is that right?
Those numbers are for small, tough to achieve with the density, with the plans that we're looking at. We're not going to see that kind of thing. I think we'd be happy to see half that in the RMFS. You know, 15 units an acre might be a good density there.
But the zoning allows.
Zoning we're being very careful with this because we're still working this neighborhood, as you know, and we want to make sure it's done right.
Any impact to this on the school planning? I know the school, the Louis Riel School Division is underway with its new school, but all of this would have been part of the original plan. We're not changing anything here to...
Yeah, correct. We're keeping the Louis Riel School Division abreast of our pace of applications and giving them an idea as to what type of home would be showing up, and they can apply their latest household size figures to the types of homes that we're proposing.
And I know DSFM was... had some issues in Precinct K, but there's been no move to have a DSFM school.
Anyone? I have not heard of any interest from DSFM in Sage Creek.
Okay.
So if that goes well tonight, then I'll see you again next month.
You still got two other people to speak, and then you have rebuttal. Okay, are the other two people just with Qualico?
Yes. Friends of mine.
They don't wish to add anything?
Jeff Pratt.
Then I got one question before you go. The administration.
Mike Armstrong. All right. Then Councilor Swindell. Question for the administration.
Mr. Vogan made reference to the 10% in lieu of land. The cash contribution would be stricken because it's already covered off in the overall Sage Creek development.
Yeah,
it could be reworded. Have we got the wording?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Can you give it to us to make sure that we're not in some kind of argument after the fact here? Where are you going with it, Rob?
Just to make it clear that
we have a dedication plan that started in phase one and continues through phase nine, and we're still working on that.
Master plan.
So the wording would capture that they're accruing dedication, and it should be applied towards that.
Yeah. I would suggest you use the Sage Creek boilerplate rather than the Standard Center boilerplate.
Do we have the Sage Creek boilerplate?
I don't have it with me, but certainly the Land Development Office would have it.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
working on that. So, and no one, is there anyone registered to... his name has not been called, who wishes to speak to the application, either in opposition or for information. Seeing no one, I don't think we'll have any opportunity for rebuttal then, sadly, Mr. Vogan, since there was no one who spoke in opposition. Any further questions for the administration?
No, I'm ready to move it.
All right. Councillor Van Dow.
I'll move the reports of public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, that's
I'll move
carried.
The receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, that's